I wonder, what mode do you work when you're doing that? I don't know if you mentioned it or not. When it comes back around, no big deal. But I know a lot of the guys using, when they do POTA or doing FT8, seems like a lot of people are out on FT8 these days. You don't even need beacons anymore. All you got to do is tune to the FT8 portion of the band, see if it's open. So I guess nothing else. It's stellar for that. Anywho, wasn't there some sort of contest this weekend? I'm not sure. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Anthony. Yeah, we were down in the extra party just because it's a lot easier to find a spot. But I got to cut my antenna because I cut it really low. And I can still, you know, I could. It's still too good below the band. If I could get it, you know, good at the bottom, and at least push it up to 30, you know, figure 38 with a tuner, that'd be great. I'm gonna have to monkey around. I can do it without permanently altering the wiring. Just fold it back a little bit. Right, as it stands right now, I'm really good between 36 and pushing up to 37. And, you know, it has to be where it really starts to rise after that. So I can get it. I can get in at 38 with a tuner. So I don't know where the general cut is, but I think it might be 37. Somebody can comment on that if it comes back around. Anywho, go ahead and hopefully Dakota's back when you're done.